Hello, welcome to the Spiritually Armored Podcast. I'm Mike Strother, and you're listening to the bonus content of the show. Today we'd like to answer the question, who created God? In Genesis 1 verse 1, we read, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The rest of chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Genesis provides us with the details of the creation account. A question that many have pondered over the years is, who created God, or where did God come from? To answer this question, let's start by considering a scientific law known as the law of cause and effect, or the law of causality. The law of cause and effect states that every material effect must have an adequate antecedent or simultaneous cause. The law of cause and effect has been talked about going all the way back to Plato and Aristotle. In 1781, prominent philosopher Immanuel Kant wrote that everything that happens presupposes a previous condition which it follows with absolute certainty in conformity with a rule. All changes take place according to the law of the connection of cause and effect. He wrote this in his book entitled The Critique of Pure Reason. In 1934, W.T. Stace, a professor of philosophy at Princeton University, wrote a book entitled A Critical History of Greek Philosophy. In it, he wrote, every student of logic knows that this is the ultimate canon of the sciences, the foundation of them all. If we did not believe the truth of causation, namely, everything which has a beginning has a cause, and that in the same circumstances, the same things invariably happen, all the sciences would at once crumble to dust. In every scientific investigation, this truth is assumed. Recall what we read in Genesis 1, verse 1. The heavens and the earth had a beginning, and their cause was God. Fast forward to 1967. Richard Taylor wrote about causation in the Encyclopedia of Philosophy. He wrote, nevertheless, it is hardly disputable that the idea of causation is not only indispensable in the common affairs of life, but in all applied sciences as well. Today we find this definition for causality from the Collins English Dictionary, the principle that nothing can happen without being caused. Naturally, these questions follow. But what about God? Who created God? Where did God come from? Notice again that the law of cause and effect states that every material effect must have an adequate cause. God is not material. God is not physical. God is spirit. John 4:24 reads, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Keep in mind that science is the study of what occurs in nature. The definition for science, again from the Collins English Dictionary, is the systematic study of the nature and behavior of the material and physical universe based on observation, experiment, and measurement, and the formulation of laws to describe these facts in general terms. God is outside of nature. He is not natural, but supernatural. Hence, the laws of science do not apply to him. The first law of thermodynamics provides us with the fact that in nature, matter and energy are neither created nor destroyed. Someone or something outside of nature had to create the universe. Notice Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4. Hebrews 3 and 4. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. When we look at our house or our car, we realize that someone must have built it. It had to have a cause, and not just any cause, but an adequate cause. It didn't build itself. Something cannot come from nothing. I recently finished reading a book on the Warren Flu debate on the existence of God. The debate took place in 1976, and in the debate, Brother Thomas Warren affirmed, I know that God does exist. And Dr. Anthony Flew, who was one of the leading defenders of atheism at the time, affirmed, I know that God does not exist. In 2004, Dr. Flew announced that he had changed his mind. In his book, There Is a God, co-written with Roy Varghese, Flew wrote, "The leaders of science over the last 100 years, along with some of today's most influential scientists, have built a philosophically compelling vision of a rational universe that sprang from a divine mind. As it happens, this is the particular view of the world that I now find to be the soundest philosophical explanation of the multitude of phenomena encountered by scientists and lay people alike. In addition to the fact that God is spirit, God is also eternal." Let's notice some definitions for the word eternal. From the Collins English Dictionary, without beginning or end, lasting forever. And from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, having infinite duration, everlasting. Also, this one was interesting from Merriam-Webster. Characterized by abiding fellowship with God. Psalm 90 verse 2 reads, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Isaiah 57:15 begins, "For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy." Turning your Bibles now to Revelation chapter 1, verse 4. Let's notice Revelation 1, 4. "John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne." In conclusion, God is spirit and he is eternal. He is outside of nature or supernatural and did not have a beginning. God was not created. He has always been and always will be. The laws of nature, scientific laws, do not apply to God. Evolutionists talk about the explosion of a tiny ball of matter being the cause of the universe. But what caused the tiny ball of matter? They don't have a good explanation. And the reason is simple. Every material effect must have an adequate cause. Something cannot come from nothing. The truth is, the God of the Bible created our universe and everything in it in 6 days. Unlike the Big Bang Theory, the creation account is in harmony with the laws of science. I'd like to close by reading Psalm 102, verses 24 through 27. Psalm 102, 24 through 27. "I said, O my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak you will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." If you would like additional information on the law of cause and effect, I would encourage you to go to the Apologetics Press website, apologeticspress.org, and see Jeff Miller's article entitled "Evolution and the Laws of Science, the Law of Causality." You can also find his article, "Evolution and the Laws of Science, the Laws of Thermodynamics," at apologeticspress.org. We thank you for listening to the Spiritually Armored Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at armoredspiritually@gmail.com. If we can help you in any way, help you to set up a Bible study or to become a Christian, if you need prayers, or if you're looking for a church, we would love to help you. Please email us at armoredspiritually@gmail.com.